had a bad day today. One of the reasons I had a bad day was because a woman screamed at me in the parking lot. I mean, that was just one in a series of just bad communications in my life on this day. And it happens to all of us. We have really bad days when you don't ever seem to connect with somebody in any way whatsoever. So you don't communicate well. And it just gets worse and worse throughout the day. And it does snowball as you get grumpier and grumpier as the day goes on. All right, so the day began. First, it's Wednesday, and so it's garbage night. But I had done all the garbage yesterday, so I felt really proud of myself. Well, guess what? It's like 2 in the morning, and we didn't put the garbage cans out last night. It's 2 in the morning, and I'm sitting here worried that the garbage cans aren't going to get out there by the time the garbage man comes because my daughter's going to put them out because I broke my leg. Anyway, there's that. But if I'm going to stay on task, this is Gloria Moraga, one-on-one communications in the digital age.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
How many times have you been in your car and you can't find a parking space? No matter what you do, I drove round and round. I looked for the big parking garage. I was going to find the big parking garage. There was no big parking garage near where I needed to go. I was actually going to the hospital to visit one of my best friend's mother. And I'll tell you that story. So let's begin. Communication issue number one. I'm going to start with the worst communication issue, the parking lot. The parking lot. All right. I have a handicap placard. You know, one of those placards you put in the car window to get the good parking space. Once someone screamed at me when I parked in the parking space because I was waiting to get into the parking space. I wasn't moving fast enough. And they screamed at me and I yelled back, "You give me your good knee and I'll give you this parking space." And then I yelled, "I don't have a knee, damn it." So I'm in the parking lot. I'm going round and round. And it's a hospital, okay? So there should be parking. They make enough money. And I'm going round and around. And there are, I would say, 100 spaces designated for the disabled. There is not one free space, okay? There is not one. I mean, at one point, someone ran out to the car, opened the car door and ran back inside. Okay, now tell me, maybe the person that person was with is disabled, but I see lots of people parking in the disabled spots and they are not disabled. I mean, honestly, folks, is it really that important that you have to park in the handicapped spot? And if you're overweight, park a little further and walk a little farther. And I say that being overweight myself, fully put on the LBs since I broke my leg the first time. Let's not even get into the diet because the diet's a whole nother story. It's a whole nother podcast. Going round and round the parking spots, round and round and round. Finally, there was a couple of spaces, like one space designated for 30-minute parking for delivery only in big exclamation point, and it said, "We enforce towing." So yeah, so not only are you at the hospital visiting a sick person or you're sick yourself, but they're going to tow your frickin' car if you're a little late, if you're longer than 30 minutes to deliver food. So I did have food. So I pulled around and there was a car stopped in the middle of the road waiting. She was waiting for another handicapped person's car to come out and she wanted that spot. Well, I honked at her and she blew. She rolled down her window and she let me have it. I mean, it was a series of curse words, expletives. It was just cussing up and down. "You idiot, you silly woman. You think that you're going to get that spot? Is it really that important that you have to get that spot?" I rolled down the window and I said, as calmly and nicely as possible, "I'm going to park in the 30-minute parking to drop off this food for my best friend's mother. And I'm going to maybe get a ticket, but I'm just going to do it and I'm going to hurry." And I held up my crutches and I said, "And I have my crutches." And she pulled up to let me by, and I was, because I was going on, and it'd be really nice. And she just scowled at me and, like, flipped me off and gave me the dirtiest look. And I looked at her, I said in my face, I said, really? And I pulled into the space, 30 minutes, I'm thinking I'm going to get a freaking ticket. And there was a man sitting in his car listening to Mexican music. And I say the Mexican music thing, it's because people have been, I've seen it on Facebook, harassed if you're listening to Mexican music, like we're illegal if we listen to Mexican music. I love a nice Mexican song. I don't like loud Mexican songs because it reminds me of my dad being drunk in the backyard. That's another story. This man's listening to Mexican music softly. And I'm struggling to get out of the car because it's not a handicapped space and I can't bend my knee all the way. My knee will not bend all the way now because it was just broken. So I'm struggling to get out. And I said, you know what I hate? I hate people who yell at me, a disabled person, because I'm trying to park in a disabled spot. And he just looked up at me and he shrugged like, lady, I got my own problems. It's like, okay, Gloria, stop talking because he doesn't understand you or he doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't want to engage with a crazy freaking woman struggling in her car. I couldn't reach my crutches. They were in the back of the car. My leg hurt. I had stopped to get food for my friend's mother. And so I'm struggling with the food. I was really needing caffeine. And I bought a Diet Coke, but I couldn't bring it because it was too hard to carry. So I've got the crutches. It's really hot in California, global warming. And I've got 2 cups of soup, a little sandwich, and some chips, and 2 cookies. Okay, I try to buy something that was mild for her stomach. So I go into the hospital. So that was the first thing, the woman screaming at me in the parking lot because I couldn't find a parking space. Second thing, I hobble into the hospital. These 2 very nice women greet me. I said, I'm looking for room, whatever. I need to see whatever, whomever. One of the women was in a wheelchair and she said, I'll escort you to the elevators. I said, thank you. So we start walking and we're walking and walking and walking and walking. And I said, are we close? And then I kind of said, are we there yet? She just kind of looked at me and she said, no, see down there? And she pointed to this long hallway and it looked like, you know, a Stephen King horror movie when the hallway looks, it elongates and looks really long. And I started to feel like, you know, at the end of the hallway were those 2 creepy twins, you know, in that movie of his. I felt faint when I looked out the hallway. The 2 twins down there. It's like, holy mackerel, how the heck am I going to get down there? And so we're walking and walking and walking. And she says, you know, if I had known that you were in this much pain, I would have gotten you a wheelchair and we could have had somebody wheel you up. And I think to myself, now you tell me. And instead I said, oh, it's okay. It's like, it's not okay. What? And I'm thinking, I'm sweating. Okay, sweat's pouring down off my brow. It's like, what am I going to do now? These 2 people are waiting for the elevator and they see me with the woman in the wheelchair. And of course they know I'm going to take forever to get into that elevator. So they hurry up and cut in front of me. And I almost topple because I've got, you know, my handbag, my Kate Spade, my soup, my no diet Coke. And I wanted to scream at them, damn you, don't cut me off. And then I said really nicely, could you hold the elevator when you get there? And so they did. And so I get in, get off the elevator. I'm greeted at my friend's mother's hospital door by a big, gigantic, burly man dressed in full dress in like the hospital gown, including gloves. He said, may I help you? Like, I was pond scum. Who the hell are you to think that you're here? And I said, hi, I'm Gloria Moraga, as if that's going to open all the doors of the world for me. But, you know, being really nice and saying my name really nicely has really gotten me into a lot of places when I was a reporter. He said, hi, I'm Gloria Moraga. How are you? He just glared at me and just like stared me down. And I said, I'm Mark's friend. And I said it real kind of loud and slowly. Hi. I thought, why am I talking like this? I can't even explain why I said it like that. And he said, oh, yeah? Oh, okay. I get it. Doing the nice Gloria Moraga routine is not going to get me in that hospital door. And I said, I've known Mark for 20 years, or maybe 30. We were friends when I was a reporter in Fresno. So then his face, he kind of softened a little bit. And he goes, oh, do you still live in Modesto? And I said, no, Fresno. I've never lived in Modesto, but I worked with Mark in Fresno and here in Sacramento. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know Mark then. Yeah. And I'm here to see his mom. Oh, you can't see her right now. She's with the nurse. Oh, okay. So I'm standing there and I've got my crutches and my legs throbbing. Don't tell my daughter. And I've got the soup, chips, and the little bun, little tiny sandwich slider thing. And the two cookies. Don't forget the two cookies. He says, well, you better get a gown on or they're not going to let you in here. And of course, at that moment, do I think to ask, why? Is she highly contaminated or any of that stuff? Did I ask that? No. Instead, I said, okay, where do I get the gown? Oh, Gloria, 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 Gloria. So I put on a gown, I get gloves, I put on the glove. I just had my nails done, and I'm thinking, I hope my nails don't get messed up. So, turns out, our patient, our lovely patient, was actually having to go to the bathroom, and that's her problem. She's got an intestinal flu. So, when I was all gowned up, Mr. Doorman moves out of the way, and I walk in, and of course, she just used the bedpan. And so that hit me. I'm not going to go into any more of that. So, doorman offers me a chair. I sit down. I'm trying not to breathe. She looks at me. Now, I've met her 3 times in my life. Once 30 years ago, once 20 years ago, and once 2 months ago. So, of course, she doesn't know me. Who is this freaking stranger? On crutches, in her room with a big bag of food. And I said, hi, I'm Mark's friend, Gloria, Gloria Moraga. I'm Gloria Moraga. Hi, as if magically that's going to change everything. Mm-mm. Who? And then she says, I can't hear you. I don't have my hearing aids. And I said really loud, hi, I'm Gloria Moraga. And she goes, well, I can hear that. Who are you? Oh, she didn't even know who I was. It's like, I'm Mark's friend, Gloria. Oh, then she recognized me. She's really, really, honestly, she's sharp as a tack. I brought you a snack. Oh, that was it. That really did it. She didn't want the food. She didn't need the food. She can't eat the food. And I kept thinking, I had called earlier and the nurse said, bring her some food. You know, she's complaining about the food here a lot. Why don't you bring her something to eat? Why did I go get food for a woman who's sick in the hospital with stomach problems, but I make a big effort to go and get food? I mean, I'm just dumb. It's just dumb. Oh, no, she doesn't want the food. So the food bag was all we talked about the whole visit. Please don't leave that food. Please take that food. I don't want the food. I don't like the food. And her friend, Mr. Doorman, said, what she wants, she gets, so you better take that food. I said, I'm taking the food. We don't have to worry about the food. The food's gone. The food, we could put it in the trash can right now. And I thought, you're going to throw away that cookie? That great cookie, that macadamia nut white chocolate chip cookie? No way. So I sit the food on the ground. It's double bagged. The guy double bagged it for me so to wedge the soup so it wouldn't fall. So it's double bagged. And I'm not thinking at all because I'm thinking I brought food into a room that's contaminated, and I've got had to be suited up with hospital gear before I could go in there, and now I've got this food sitting on the floor. Of course, I didn't think about any of this at the time. So we chatted a little bit, and we talked, and I told her that I'd be very happy if she wished to bring my video camera down and shoot a video of her for the wedding, because the reason my friend wasn't here visiting his sick mom is because he's at his daughter's wedding, which is across the country. So, she doesn't want to be videotaped. She doesn't want the camera. She doesn't want me to take any pictures. Well, I wouldn't have taken a picture because she was not feeling well. So about 1 minute into the visit, after we talked about food, it was longer than a minute, but time was just like an eternity in there. Oh, and let me tell you this, I don't go to hospitals to visit people. I will go to hospitals for my loved ones, like my mom, my dad, my cousin Gary, my cousin Richard. You know, I mean, I'll go for people I adore, but I was there because I adore Mark. Otherwise, I don't go because I spend enough time on my own in hospitals all my life. I've been in the hospital since I was a little girl and got polio. So I don't need to be in the hospital. I don't want to be in the hospital, but I went there for my friend. And so I want to just leave. She's not well, and she doesn't need me there. You don't want anybody there when you're sick. She already had Mr. Doorman there, and he was very protective of her, and I don't blame him. I shouldn't even have stayed, but I wound up staying about half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. We chatted. We talked about Mark, what a great guy he is. We talked about her husband, what a great guy he was, and her other son, who's just a wonderful writer, very talented. We talked about the family. She talked about her grandkids. She told me about her grandkids. We chatted about them. We chatted about my grandkids. So we had a nice visit. Then Mr. Doorman came through for me and said, I am going to go down and get you a wheelchair and wheel you out to your car. And I just thought, I am in love with you. So I said my goodbyes. I picked up my food that she didn't want. And it was fine. Everything was fine. She's sick. She's got a bad intestinal bug. And she's 88. And what the hell, man? You're 88 and you've got an intestinal flu? That's hard. That's a bad day. So Mr. Doorman, who's now Mr. Angel, wheeled me back out to my car. And I got in the car and he's holding the food and he says, what do you want to do with this? Like, the food is poison. And I said, I'll just put it here on the floor of my car. I mean, it's double bagged. Okay, he said, now you make sure don't eat anything until you get home and really wash your hands. And just make sure you don't touch anything that was in that room. And I said, excuse me? What? And he said, oh yeah, that room was very contaminated. And you had your purse in there on the floor, and my Kate Spade. And you had that bag in there, and your phone. Ah, what? And he said, oh yeah, that bug she has is really highly contagious. It lives outside the body. What? Anyway, now I've got this contaminated food on the floor of my car. My cell phone is contaminated. My handbag is contaminated. I have to go home. I spray everything down with Lysol and disinfectant. I scrub my hands. I take off my clothes. I take off my shoes. I put my shoes outside. I can't eat the food. I get gloves. I take the bag. I go out to the garage. I take the bag off the food. I've scrubbed myself down. I've scrubbed everything. I had gloves on when I took off the outer bag. Then there's two inner bags. I scrubbed down my hands again. I went and got other plastic gloves. I got the cookie out. And I didn't take it out of the wrapper. And I ate the cookie. And now I'm sitting here and it's 2 a.m. and I'm sure I'm going to get that bug because I ate the cookie that was in the room with the dear woman, my best friend's mom, who didn't want the food, didn't ask for the food, wanted that food out of there. And I ate the cookie. Gloria Moraga, One-on-One, Communications of the Digital Age. A bad day for communications for me. Got in a fight with a woman in the parking lot. Talked to the man in the parking lot who didn't understand English and glared at me. Probably thought that I was an anti-Latino Mexican hater, and I'm not. I'm Mexican. I didn't ask for a wheelchair when I walked into the hospital. I didn't ask for help halfway there when I needed help then. didn't ask about safety measures when I was going into the hospital room, put the food down on the floor, pulled out my cell phone, started using my cell phone. Now I'm throwing away my cell phone cover, washed my cell phone down, didn't ask anybody about what she had and how contagious it was. Only found out because the guardian angel man, doorman, offered me the information and told me to be careful. Don't eat any. He was warning me not to eat the cookie. He knew I was going to eat the freaking cookie. He knew, and he told me, and he warned me, and so I didn't eat the freaking cookie. And my Diet Coke that I'd left in the car was all watery, and I drank that by putting a napkin around the cup. So I was sure the germs were crawling up my hand into my mouth. I had poor communications all day long. Not just there, but all day long. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one communications in the digital age. This story brought to you by me, what not to do when you're visiting a friend's mother in the hospital. The cookie was really, really, really good.